The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there ever any reason a woman should buy her own engagement ring?
This is interesting. I don't want to judge because you never know someone's situation, but no.
Okay, so you're a hard no.
I couldn't personally do it. No matter what financial situation I'm in, if I'm going to marry someone, put a ring on it, I have to know that I personally bought that ring or it would affect me mentally.
Okay, so let me give you a little backstory, and this is why I asked this, because there's this woman who's gone viral on TikTok, and it was like all throughout her relationship. She was with her boyfriend for 10 years, okay, which is a long time, and a lot of her TikToks were the funny, like, everybody's asking, when's the ring? Well, they eventually broke up, and after they broke up, she's now going, well, maybe I should have bought my own ring. He always said, if you want to get engaged, just buy the ring. But she's like, it was a principal thing. Like, I wouldn't buy my own ring.
She's got to get over this.
So, yeah, now she's going, well, maybe I should have just done it. Is there ever a reason when a woman should buy her own ring?
No, and I don't think that story really helps at all. I think she's got some issues. Right. She's having that much guilt after 10 years that he didn't propose that she's now wondering if she should have bought her own ring?
Well, and in that situation, I really want to be like, no, if he didn't buy the ring after 10 years... He did never want to buy the ring.
So let's say that, you know, you really love each other. He might have lost his job. He might be going through some financial hardship and she's doing okay. Maybe she can buy the ring and there is some sort of pay me back plan. You can work something out together as a relationship.
But even that, pay me back, like at the end of the day, it's all going to come out of the same finances once you do get married, right?
I guess.
Here's the only situation, and I only say it because it's my situation. Art bought my engagement ring, but when we got married, I wanted, you know me, I'm very specific. I wanted two wedding bands because I like things to be equal. I didn't want just one wedding band. So I told him, I said, hey, I already picked out the bands. I'm just going to go buy them. And he was like, okay. And he did. He was like, I'll just pay you back. And I was like, why? It's all coming out of the same. But those were our wedding bands, not the engagement ring.
I think the engagement's a bit different. When I proposed to my ex-wife now, I didn't have a job. It was years ago. I couldn't get credit to finance the ring, and I couldn't pay it in cash. So I had to eat humble pie and go to her best friend and say, I will sign the piece of paper. I will make the payments. I will never, ever screw you with this, but can you please finance the ring for me and I will make the payments? That was a lot for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually agreed to do it. And I paid it off and she benefited from the credit, but I was determined not to let my ex-wife pay for an engagement ring.
You wanted to do it your own.
Yes.
Okay. Is there ever anything that you can think of where a woman should have to buy her own engagement ring? Maybe something we're not thinking of.
All right, let's hear what people think. 888-431-3764. Text or give us a call. If I'm going to propose to someone, I have to buy the ring. I couldn't fathom letting that person buy the ring when it's something I initiated. So that's what we're asking today. Is it ever okay for the woman to buy their engagement ring?
909 says, forget should a woman buy her own engagement ring. If you're proposing to your partner, you should be getting the ring, period. There's no reason a woman should buy her own ring. It's a man's job to do that and showing that he's going to take care of her in the future.
Okay. The 909 turns it around here. What if the woman initiated the proposal?
Ooh.
Does that ever happen?
Oh, I'm sure it does happen.
Then should the woman buy the ring?
Well, what, is she going to put it on herself?
Yeah. Here it is.
I bought this for you so that you could ask me. Hey, AJ in Orange County, what do you think? Should a woman ever have to buy her own engagement ring?
My wife was so particular, I couldn't buy anything for her. She made all of the decisions of all of the jewelry she received, and I learned that immediately in our relationship. She went and picked it out. We went together. But by then, finances were together, and so, yeah, she basically bought her own wedding ring.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah, I don't know. The finances are together, so you sort of paid for the ring, right?
Sort of, but I had no say in it or the amount. She picked it.
What a great welcome to marriage. You have no say in anything now, from now on. Not even just the ring.
That's not true. That's not totally true. She is just quite particular in what she wears, so.
And you guys are going strong?
26 years deep.
That's amazing. Congrats to you guys. Hey, Danny in Ontario, what about you? Do you think a woman should ever have to buy her own engagement ring?
I'm going to only talk because this is my life. I can't say for everybody else. But when we were getting engaged, my husband was starting over with, you know, a new job. Things that he had planned didn't work out with his own business. So he was starting from ground zero. I fell in love with this tiny little ring from Sam's Club. And when we saw it, he had the money. When we went back for it, it was gone. And when we finally went back the third time, it was there again. I had the money, so I paid for it. However, I had also was paying on some earrings that I had bought at a different jewelry store. So he paid off all of my other jewelry, but I technically paid for my engagement ring, but he paid way more than what I paid.
909 says, no way. If you can't afford a ring, then you can't afford marriage. This will cause more issues down the line. I'd rather stay separate, get things in order, and then get married once it all works out.
So, respectively, I disagree with that. I think if you love someone enough, you make it work. And isn't that the American dream, almost? Marrying your loved one, even in hardship, and then building your way towards your goals? I don't particularly agree with that.
Well, and I think the big thing here is no matter where you start, you get something within your budget. So, yeah, you might not be able to afford a big, huge, you know, Kim Kardashian ring, but you get something. It's a symbol of love, right? Yeah.
And then you can, like, if things go well, get a bigger one later, right?
Hopefully. I'm still waiting for my upgrade, so I'll let you know.
It's coming, Kelly. Hopefully. I'll ask God.